So today celebrates Christ the King Sunday. It's a Sunday every year about this time in our calendar of readings and church year. In a way, every Sunday is Christ the King Sunday. Christ is our leader. We worship Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, our true light, our brother, our friend, our savior. But today we really focus on how Jesus is our Lord.
今日是慶祝基督君王星期日。 每年这个时候在教会里面，我们都会集中我们的焦点，在将在荣耀中再来的基督。每个主日，我们都是敬拜耶稣基督，为我们的道路、真理、生命。耶稣是我们的兄弟，我们的朋友，我们的救主。而今日，我们都是仰望耶稣为主，因为耶稣是我们的主。
In the early church, way back 2,000 years ago, when the New Testament was being put down in words from Jesus to the apostles, those first Christians, like our reading from Jude shows, had it tough. Right now in movie theaters, big blockbuster around the world, Gladiator 2, gladiators, slaves, bread and circuses, narcissistic emperors, the Roman Empire, all of that. This was the world of the early church. What ordinary Christians had to face in the Roman Empire. It was a brutal world. A world where Caesar, the emperor, was lord, ruler over all, ruled by might and by fear.
在大約2000年前的早期教會裏面, 当新约刚刚以文字形式记录下来的时候，基督徒的处境是非常之艰难。现在电影院正在播放《Gladiator 2》，是角斗士的续集，是讲当时的腐败、自私的帝王和大众的饮饮食食和所有的混乱。这个就是早期教会的当时的世界。 普通基督徒必须面对的事，那个是一个非常之残酷的世界，非常之混乱，一个以凯撒皇帝为主，以强权和恐惧去统治世界。So
into this time and into this place, this Roman Empire, which was vast and ruled by fear, that God sent his son, the New Testament says, born of a woman, born under the law, born under this oppression, to a simple and poor Jewish family in a little town where Mary was from and Joseph called Nazareth. It's not even listed in the Old Testament. It's so small. This Jesus is born in this out-of-the-way place to be full of grace and truth. He does amazing wonders, healing, miracles, raising the dead.
正在这个时候，这个地方，这个罗马帝国神在时间充裕、适合的时候，差遣他的儿子耶稣，为女人玛利亚所生，为这个妇人玛利亚所生，是一个很简单而贫穷的犹太人家庭。耶稣这个充满恩典真理的人。
This Jesus of Nazareth lives under this oppression, this brutal world. He dies on the death of a cross, a brutal death by the Roman authorities for being a rebel, going against the law. He's cursed for human sin. But his believers know that he's risen from the dead, he's ascended into heaven, and power at the right hand of God.
这位拿撒勒人耶稣，一位拉比，因为叛乱而被罗马当局判处死刑，而且好残酷嘅死喺十字架上边。呢位耶稣死喺人类嘅罪恶，为我哋喺为我哋嘅罪恶而死，系死喺呢个十字架上边。佢从死里复活，带住大能升到天上。
For the early followers of Jesus, this Jesus who is crucified and risen and ascended is Lord. This Jesus is the one, the New Testament says, holds all things together. This same Jesus, this humble Jesus, who now has authority, all authority in heaven and on earth been given to by God, will return in glory. This was the hope. This was the living faith of the early Christians who had it tough in the Roman Empire. Wait for it. That's what Jesus says. Wait for me. I'm coming back. And the early Christians prayed, "Come, Lord Jesus."
对耶稣早期的跟随者来讲，这位被钉喺十字架复活并且升天嘅耶稣咧，就系我哋嘅主，亦都系佢哋嘅主。正如新约圣经所讲，呢位耶稣系万有嘅嗰一位，佢系呢位耶稣系万有嘅主，天上同埋地下所有嘅权柄咧，都已经系赐俾佢。佢带住荣耀威严。 敬畏同埋权柄系会再翻嚟，咁耶稣系话等你哋等待啦，等我翻嚟啦，呢个就系耶稣所讲嘅，我系会翻嚟嘅，呢个亦都系当时嘅佢嘅跟随者所系盼望嘅，好渴望嘅耶稣嘅再次翻嚟。
That's the prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, is recorded at the end of the New Testament. It's our prayer too in Christ. It's been a long time, right? It's been a long time. Long time since the New Testament. A lot of history. It's been recorded for us about 2,000 years before Jesus, you know, ascended to heaven promising to return, and he's not here yet.
这个就是新约圣经里面所记载的早期基督徒的祷告。耶稣，请你再回来。这个也是我们在基督里面的祷告。自从新约圣经为我们记载以来，已经过了很久。耶稣升天并且承认回来。
Early Christians found themselves waiting. You know, most of us, if you're like me, you spend a lot of time waiting, right? You're waiting for the subway. You're waiting for traffic. You have to wait a long time at the doctor. And to see another doctor, you gotta wait. You gotta wait for your tests. You gotta wait for the family member who just won't hurry up. You gotta wait for food at that slow restaurant. Waiting. Oh, there's waiting for bad news. Bad news we know is coming. We can't avoid. Oh, there's waiting for good news. Good news we just anticipate, like Thanksgiving and Christmas. There's waiting for a loved one to return. Oh, we wait and we wait and we wait. We spend so much time waiting.
我们大多数人都会花很多时间在等地铁啦。 喺交通里边、交通挤塞嘅时候喺度等待啦，等医生啦，等好耐都见，先见到个医生，跟住医生又叫你又去再等，去见第二个医生，等睇医生之后嘅报告啦，等我哋其中一位家庭成员咧，成日都好慢，都仲未可以出街嗰位啦，又或者喺一间服务非常之缓慢嘅餐馆里边等你嘅食物啦，等待系不停嘅等待。 系等待坏消息，或者等待我哋无办法避免嘅消息，等待感恩节呢啲好消息，同埋圣诞节呢啲美好嘅时光，等待你爱嘅人翻嚟，等待又再不停嘅等待。
Sometimes you know waiting, it produces different emotions, doesn't it? Makes us nervous. Sometimes waiting makes us sad. Sometimes waiting makes us happy. All of those emotions, all of that waiting is what the early Christians experienced. In Jesus, everything holds together. All of that waiting and feeling. And that's the message of the New Testament book of Job. Jude, it's a little book, the book of Jude. It's like one page in the Bible. And that one page in the Bible, the book of Jude, says this. Wait. Wait. For the mercy of Jesus. Waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, Jude says to us, which leads to eternal life.
有时候等待会令到我们很紧张，有时候等待会令到我们感到是悲伤，有时候等待会令到我们觉得是焦虑，有时候等待会令到我们觉得是快乐。新约圣经里面的犹大书传达了一个简单的信息。 是等待佢，再等一等。 信息是等待耶稣的怜悯。今日我们读到的第二段经文，在犹太书牧师刚才提到一本很短的书，就是一版而已，但是它一个非常重要的信息，它说等候我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Jesus Christ, the first and the last. This is how the New Testament talks about him, beginning and the end, in whom all things hold together. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one who gives mercy. He gives it now, through his word, through the meal we share in our hearts by faith, and he'll lead us to even more mercy of eternal life, where Jesus tells us we're his forever. The same mercy leads to this eternal life. Mercy given now in Jesus. Mercy which endures forever. The gift and reality of life without end in Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our friend.
耶稣基督天地的主是首先的、最先的和最后的，万物都是靠祂而结合。耶稣在昨日、今日一直到永远都是一样的。这位耶稣现在赐给我们一切的怜悯， 我们用祂现在的说话来讲，是你的罪已经被赦免，你被永恒的爱所爱，你永远是我的。耶稣说，耶稣同样的怜悯会带来永生，现在就在耶稣里面赐下怜悯，永远长存的怜悯。在恩赐和永无止境的生活现生命现实里面，一切都是靠耶稣，我们的救主，
The mercy that leads to eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's what our ancestors in the faith waited for, and that's the same thing we ultimately wait for. You know, back in the tough and the rough times of the Roman Empire, you know, the early Christians, they weren't waiting for political victory, or they weren't waiting for more money and material comfort. They weren't waiting for being right and proving everyone else wrong. There's enough of that waiting. They were waiting for something new to the world. They were waiting for mercy. The mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life.
这就是我们祖先在信仰里面死去的怜悯，并且在生与死、地与天的主耶稣基督里面接受了一切。早在罗马帝国的艰难时期，早期的基督徒等待的不是政治的胜利，不是等待物质的享受或者商业的成功，不是等待去证明自己是对，然后证明人家是错。早期基督徒所等待的是
This ancient book of Jude, a little book of the Bible, not many Christians even know it's in that New Testament, but hey Jude, there it is. It talks about waiting for the mercy of eternal life in Jesus. This is the message to us of hope. And we testify and we confess in God's word ever since that true power and success is not found on anything which doesn't last here on earth. It's found in only Jesus who is Lord. Only and always Jesus the Lord who gives mercy, who leads to eternal life. Everything else leads to but dust. But Jesus leads to everlasting life. This is Christ the King Sunday, where we realize how Jesus governs us by mercy, by love, by patience, by trust, that Jesus is our Lord.
在古老的这本犹太书，这本就是一版的书里面，告诉我们知道要等待我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，从而带来永生。它是为我们此时此地、今时今日的益处，和鼓励而写成的。我们在神的话语、圣经里面见证，承认真正的能力、力量和成功，并不是存在于商业、事业、 政治或者其他任何的地方，唯有而且是永远在耶稣的身上。耶稣是主，是我们的主，唯有主耶稣永远赐给我们带来永生的怜悯，其他一切都是归于尘土。耶稣带来永生，
Waiting leads to a range of emotions. You know, sometimes we wait, we're anxious, sometimes we're sad, sometimes we wait, we're happy. And for all of it, the Bible uses an image of the Christian life that we're ultimately, all of us are married to Jesus, and Jesus is married to us. And if you think of the marriage vows, right? Think of how much waiting married couples do with one another. Think of the waiting marriage vows there, right? For richer, for poor, Jesus says to us. For healthy times, for the really sick times. For better, for worse. In all of the waiting, in all of the living, there's the simple but sublime message of Jude. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to everlasting life.
有时候等待会令到我们好紧张，有时候等待可能会令到我们好悲伤，有时等待会令到我们好焦虑，有时等待可能会令到我们好快乐。对于我们所有的等待，无论是好定坏。 牧师提到就好似我哋结婚嘅时候嘅宣言一样，无论系好定坏，无论系富裕定系贫穷，无论系健康定系疾病，犹大书都有一个简单而且系崇高嘅信息，等待我哋主耶稣基督的怜悯带来永生。
Christians have been waiting for 2,000 years. It's been a long time since Jude and the New Testament, ancient history. Most of us spend a lot of time waiting, and the Christian life is one of waiting. Our reading today also tells us this, that not to be impatient, have mercy on those who doubt. Mercy on those who doubt in the waiting, those who are overcome with impatience of waiting for the mercy of Jesus, or impatient in standing firm in the faith. It's very easy for us to judge others who grow impatient. Jude says, have mercy on them especially.
自从我们记录犹大书的新约的信息以来，已经是等了很久，已经是2000年的时间，等了很长的日子。耶稣升天，并且承诺再来，已经很久了。我们大多数人都会花时间，很多时间去等待。今天我们读到的犹大书告诉我们，我们要怜悯那些 怀疑的人，怜悯那些怀疑，因为不耐烦去等待耶稣的怜悯的人，但是而且不耐烦，他不可以再坚定的信仰的人，尤其我们是要怜悯他们。There's
enough impatience and fear-mongering to go around. And instead, the message of Jude commends us to wait for mercy and to have mercy. That's a good message for us, especially this time of year. You know, as a pastor, I find this time of year the time when everyone gets impatient. Everyone's impatient, seems, this time of year. Everyone seems a little bit more rushed. Everyone seems a little bit more stressed and anxious. And have mercy. That's what the Word of God tells us today.
到处都有非常多超出足够的不耐烦和散播恐惧的情绪。 相反，犹大书嘅信息咧，强烈嘅建议我哋要等待怜悯，要拥有怜悯，甚至怜悯嗰啲不耐烦嘅怀疑者。牧师提到每年嘅呢个时候咧，我哋周围嘅人咧都变得好似非常之不耐烦，非常之繁忙，甚至咧系好紧张同埋好焦虑。神嘅话提醒我哋，同埋告诉我哋，我哋要拥有怜悯，要同埋要有耐心。
You know, one Christmas I remember being so nervous to not get the right gift and being so rushed and wanting to get it just right that I ended up being impatient and intolerable to those around me. I was just so focused on that one thing and I just ignored everybody else. Have you ever done that? And you don't have mercy on those around you? You don't mean to do it, but it's there. And I suppose that's what Jude is reminding us not to do. It's good to prepare and get ready, especially for Christmas, but to do it Because of the mercy of God.
牧师提到他记得有一次圣诞节他为了要找到适合的礼物给他想送给的人他变得很不耐烦是非常之焦虑令到他身边本来他很爱的人都变得很焦虑还有令到他对他们反为是不好的这样令他想起所以犹大书提醒我们我们是需要拥有怜悯拥有这个耐性 因为其实圣诞节是一件美好的事不应该是被我们的焦虑我们的担心为无谓的事情去令到一件这么美好的事变成一件焦虑的事情
You know what really builds trust? What really makes commitment? It's not law or rules. Isn't it mercy? Mercy is what really builds trust and leads to commitment. That's what Christianity has always been about. In all of our waiting for the birth of Jesus to be recommitted in mercy, the mercy of Jesus Christ, which leads to eternal life. Have mercy, O Lord, on us. Have mercy on the rushers and the pushers and the doubters. Have mercy on those who skip out. Have mercy on them all in Jesus Christ. Who's born in mercy in our hearts again and again.
牧师提醒我们呢,我们最需要有的呢,不是其他这些我们认为根本不重要的事情,最需要有的是怜悯,是怜悯我们身边的人,怜悯那些不耐烦的人,怜悯那些有需要未信主的人,是怜悯我们所用我们的怜悯是因为耶稣基督他赐怜悯给我们。
Every Christmas is a preparation, it's a run-up, it's a getting ready for eternal life in Jesus. This is our hope we wait for. We'll see Jesus face to face, waiting for eternal life and the mercy of Jesus Christ.
每个圣诞节我们都很繁忙四处去奔走,为了为圣诞节去准备好,在假期的时候,这个城市变得好像更加的快,节奏也都很快,我们想一切都做到最好。
You know, God knows we wait, and He knows we get impatient. And there's a little book of Jude that ends with these stirring words for all the impatience out there, for those who wait. That's us as Christians. It ends with a word of encouragement. It ends with a word of power for us. Now to Him who is able to keep us from stumbling, to present us before the Lord in the presence of His glory, to the only God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the one and only, be glory, majesty, dominion. He makes it happen. He's the one before all time, now and forever. He is with us.
献给所有等待耶稣怜悯带领永生的人那能保守你们不失脚叫你们无瑕无疵欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主唯一的神愿荣耀威严能力权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于他从万古以前到现今直到永永远远阿们